I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, April 26th. The stars Kokab and Faircad serve several roles. They're part of the body of Ursa Minor, the Little Bear. They form the outer edge of the bowl of the Little Dipper, and they're guardians of the pole. They circle around Polaris, the star that marks the North Celestial Pole. Both stars are giants. They've puffed up at the end of the prime phase of life. Kokab is about 50 times the sun's diameter and 450 times its brightness. Faircad looks fainter than Kokab, but only because it's almost four times farther. In reality, it's more than twice as bright. The stars are so big and bright because they've exhausted their original supply of nuclear fuel. That's triggered changes in the cores of the stars that have caused them to puff up. In ages past, both stars were much closer to the pole than they are today. In fact, Kokab was the closest bright star to the pole for a millennium. It was the best pole star about 3,100 years ago. But it wasn't nearly as good a marker as Polaris. It never got closer than about 7 degrees, which is almost the width of a fist held at arm's length. Thanks to an effect called precession, it's moved away from the pole. So Kokab and Faircad serve as guardians of the pole. The stars stand to the right of Polaris at nightfall and wheel high above the pole star later on. Kokab is the second brightest star of the Little Bear, shining just a touch fainter than Polaris. McDonald Observatory offers star parties, tours, and other programs for visitors. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.